May I make one comment in connection with our previous one? We found ourselves more or less on a treadmill, ever trying and not succeeding. It reminded me of the time, this is maybe half a century ago, I was a chain smoker. I won't tell you just how many. I tried and tried and tried until I went on my knees and raised my hands and said, God, I know what you want me to do, but I can't do it. Now, just give you 2 Corinthians 2:14, which says, Thanks be unto God, who always causeth us to triumph in Christ. There's your avenue, young people, and older.
The link, I think, as we read here in these verses with the end of chapter 7, we might just make the link with what we just read, because the final conclusion that was emphasized was in verse 24, wretched man that I am, and that we understand we have this inner struggle, this inner battle going on, and there's principles at stake. There is that which I desire to do, because I have the Spirit of God, we can say that. I want to please God, but yet I do the wrong thing. And then there's the things that I don't want to do that displease God, and yet I still do them. And I can't seem to have the strength to change. And we can probably all give examples in our own personal lives of that. And then we come to this conclusion. It's an important conclusion to come to. Verse 24, O wretched man that I am. Now, knowing that there's really no good within my flesh, I can't reform it, I can't overcome it, and only by the grace of God, as we find in the very next verse, and this is the transition verse in 25. Well, where is this found? Where is the secret? Where is the deliverance? It's found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. He is the one that empowers us through His Spirit. So it's important as we go on to recognize that there is deliverance, there is an answer to this. And we don't have to live defeated Christian lives and always struggling with certain habits or sins, but we can be delivered from these things.
I think back to that too, Brother Bill. For the sake of the young people, because I believe oftentimes young people look at adults and say to themselves, they don't understand what I'm going through. Because as though we have arrived and we have the foggiest notion the struggles that they are encountering. Romans 7, we can say it's a part of the Christian life. We all have experienced it some way, shape, or form. But by the grace of God, many of us, some it took a shorter period of time than others, who came to an end of themselves and realized the victory can be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Unfortunately for many, it has, the struggle started early, it's in their adulthood, it's in their marriage, and it's a struggle that goes on and on and on until you come to an end of yourself. I cannot help myself, I cannot deliver myself. Deliverance is only in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want us to be on the same level, young people as well as old people, the older ones among us, and especially for the young people. Don't sit and think that we don't know or understand what you're going through, because we have been there. And in many ways, we can identify with the struggles that you're going through, in this, your Christian life. If it's your Christian life, believe you me, if we're all there, we have been there.
Paul, in chapter 7, is describing the leaning on the old man or the old nature or the law or all these other things. He was leaning on these things. And we leaned on those things. Then we saw earlier today that Jacob had to learn to lean on the rod. Mm-hmm. Now we find Paul, if you turn with me for a moment to 2 Timothy, we find Paul leaning on that same rod. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, what a different vocabulary Paul has here in verse 17 of 2 Timothy 4. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. You see him leaning now on the rod, and he goes on further to know that he can lean on this rod all the days of his life here below. In verse 18, the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, whatever that may be, our temptations, trials, or outside evils. Mm-hmm. He leans now on the rod. And the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We can count in 2 Peter chapter 2, we read in verse 9, well, verse 7 says, and delivered just Lot. So the Lord delivered Lot. And then it says in verse 9, the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of trial or temptation. So let us lean on the rod that Jacob leaned on, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ.
It's interesting how he starts now as he comes from 7 to 8. Because now, you have to confess. We have heard, I know in me dwelleth no good thing. O wretched man I am. And all these statements that we have seen in chapter 7. And for a young believer, we have heard every one of us is going to experience this experience in Romans 7. So before the Apostle Paul used by the Spirit of God to bring us into how we were liberated by this, first he brings their standing in Christ. He gives them a sense of security that is needed. And I want to encourage the brother or sister, if you are going through this, what we all normally say, Romans 7, never lose sight of your standing in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. Never lose sight of the security we have in Him, regardless of your condition in life. And that's why he started, therefore there's no condemnation. Because that soul is now overtaken. Well, am I going to be condemned? Am I truly saved? Am I going to spend eternity with Christ? I mean, I'm wretched, I'm this and I'm that. And the Apostle Paul is drawing the line. Regardless and despite of your condition and coming to the end of yourself, and even if you are still going through it and struggling with it, just know you're standing in Christ. That experience will never affect your eternal standing in Christ Jesus. So he sets the foundation, and then he brings forth the liberty that they have through the Spirit of Lord.